Y como dijimos anteriormente, vamos a pedirle al Señor juntamente. Why don't we just go ahead and thank the Lord and ask the Lord to be with us on this call, because we're feeling something good already take place. Lord Jesus, Señor Jesús, le damos las gracias por la oportunidad, el privilegio y el honor, the privilege and the honor that it is to be on this call tonight, Lord God, and to be able to feel your spirit and your anointing, por poder sentir su espíritu y su ungimiento en esta llamada. Hallelujah, Rabashatai. Ya estamos sintiendo algo lindo. We're beginning to feel something wonderful already begin to take place tonight. I'm not going to take too much time talking tonight. No voy a tomar mucho tiempo hablando esta noche, hermanos, pero ¿sabe qué? Sí voy a leer una escritura, nomás voy a leer una escritura que siempre me está regresando. We are going to just go ahead and read one scripture that is found in the book of John, in the last chapter of the book of John, chapter 21. And this has been on me for several weeks now. I've already read it a couple times in the last several weeks. Voy a leer una escritura que se encuentra en el libro de Juan, capítulo 21. Y esta es una escritura que ha estado conmigo por las últimas semanas, hermanos. Y estamos hablando de cuando el Señor estaba viendo a sus discípulos que estaban pescando, o mejor dicho, estaban tratando de pescar. Listen to that, everybody. This is found in John chapter 21. And this is the passage of scripture where there's the Lord Jesus after he has, praise God. After that, the Lord has risen from the dead. And there he is on the seashore. And there he is. And I want you to see what I'm seeing in my mind's eye right now. Quiero que ustedes vean lo que yo estoy viendo en mi mente ahorita. Ahí está el Señor Jesús por la costa, viendo sus discípulos tratando de pescar. There's the Lord Jesus standing on the seashore after he's risen from the dead. He's standing on the seashore. And there he is witnessing his disciples in the little boat trying to fish. That's the thought that just came into my mind. He's witnessing them. What is he witnessing them doing? They're in the little boat trying to fish. What a thought that just entered into my mind. They're trying to fish. What do I mean by that? These men are professionals that have been fishing for many years of their lives and their adult lives. Estos son hombres adultos que ya tienen muchos años pescando profesionalmente. Ellos saben cómo pescar. They know how to fish. But the Bible says they're out there trying to fish. They're not catching anything. Están tratando de pescar, hermanos, pero no tienen éxito en encontrar los pescados este día. And that's when the Lord Jesus tells them from the coast, from the seashore. And this is the verse I'm going to read. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship. Él les dijo, echad la red a la derecha de la barca, y hallaréis. And if you do this, you're going to find. ¿Qué es el pensamiento aquí, hermanos? Es muy simple, es muy fácil. Estos hombres ya sabían cómo pescar, pero el Señor les tuvo que dar una palabra de instrucción. It's very simple, the thought here. These are men, adult men, who are professional fishermen, who know how to fish. But the Lord had to give them a little instruction. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, they were obedient, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes that they caught. Entonces la echaron, y ya no la podían sacar por la gran cantidad de peces. Oh, praise God. I hope you're feeling this. Espero que están sintiendo esto, hermanos, que cuando pudieron obedecer la voz del Señor, when they were able to obey the voice of the Lord and cast the net on the right side, y echaron la red por el lado derecha del barco, entonces no podían ni regresar la red por la cantidad de peces. Then they were not even able to return to retrieve the net. for the amount of fish that they caught in the net. Oh, I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling tonight. Espero que están sintiendo lo que estoy sintiendo esta noche, hermano. No es cosa fácil. I mean, no es cosa complicada ni difícil. Es fácil cuando podemos obedecer lo que el Señor nos está dando de hacer. It's not complicated. It is not difficult. It is an easy thing. Once we're able to hear the voice of the Lord and follow His instruction, praise God. When we can just do what the Lord is asking. And again, that's all I want to say tonight. Esto es lo que voy a decir esta noche. Pero espero que estén puedan sentir el ungimiento. Praise God. Que estamos sintiendo en esto. Oh boy, I'm going to go ahead and just say this. Voy a nomás decir esto. Hermana Jessica Murish acaba de mandarme un texto. Sister Jessica Murish just finished sending me a text. I'm going to read it. Praise God. That's the same scripture I used for the net for this weekend. Sister Jessica has been creating it with the help of others to create a evangelism news report. And this is the verse that she used in the development of that report. La hermana Jessica está diseñando un reportaje cada semana de nuestro evangelismo, y este es el versículo que ella usó en este reporte. Amén y amén. Y la hermana Jessica va a estar recibiendo testimonios de varias gente y va a estar poniendo, incorporando esos testimonios cada semana. Sister Jessica is going to be going to several of you, everybody, to ask for a testimony, and she's going to be putting that testimony into that evangelism report. So I didn't mean to put that out there, but there's a little plug for Sister Jessica's evangelism report. Ahí está un mensaje para el reportaje de la hermana Jessica. Y con eso dicho, hermanos, we're going to go ahead and switch gears. Vamos a cambiar de temas ahora y vamos a oír de nuestra hermana Recinos. We're going to be hearing from Sister Recinos. I want to just say this as a preface before she comes on. In the last several weeks, she's been coming out there with her kids, with her young people. She, I noticed that she's out there. Ella vino las últimas semanas allá en la esquina de 4 y Grove en nuestro evangelismo. She's been out there on the corner of 4th and Grove in our great evangelism outreach, our street service that we're doing, and I've noticed her. She is getting into, there's tears coming down her face. There is an anointing upon her and her kids as she's out there in the corner. Ella tiene un ungimiento que está sobre ella. Cuando está ministrando y está llorando y orando al Señor, cuando estamos, y yo lo noté esta última vez y dije, yo quiero que la hermana Recinos nos diga una palabra de testimonio de lo que ella está sintiendo. And I thought, I want Sister Recinos to go ahead and give a word of testimony about what she's been feeling there on the street corner and anything else that the Lord has given her. So I'm going to go ahead and open up her line now. Praise God. Vamos a abrir la línea de la hermana Recinos ahorita para que podamos oír lo que ella tiene de decirnos esta noche. Y cada vez, y cuando la hermana Recinos esté hablando, yo voy a estar traduciendo al inglés cada vez en cuando. And when Sister Recinos is speaking in Spanish, I'm going to go ahead and translate into English every so often. Hermana Recinos, ¿me puede oír bien?
Amén, hermano.
Amén, amén, si amén, hermana Recinos, díganos, díganos, háblenos.
Bendiciones para todos.
God bless everybody.
Y gracias por este espacio de que me están permitiendo.
And she's thankful for us giving us this opportunity to share a testimony with us tonight.
De como usted me pidió que hablara de la experiencia que he tenido con el evangelismo.
And she wants to go ahead and share a testimony she has regarding the evangelism that is taking place.
Quiero darle gracias a Dios por lo que dijo el hermano Alcántara.
I want to thank God for what Brother Alcantar spoke about.
Porque cuando él empezó a predicar del evangelismo ese día.
Because when he started speaking about the evangelism here a couple of weeks ago,
cuando yo llegué a la iglesia, y yo sentía en mi corazón algo muy fuerte.
And when he began to speak that night, I began to feel something very deep and very powerful moving in me that night.
Y volteé a ver a mi alrededor.
And that's when I turned around and I saw something.
Y dije, yo le pedí a Dios con todo mi corazón y le dije, Señor, toca cada alma que le he hablado de tu palabra, que puedan estar en esta iglesia.
And I began to say, Lord, touch everyone that's here listening to this, that's listening to your word tonight.
Y cuando el pastor empezó a predicar, sentí una conexión y sentí que Dios estaba escuchando lo que yo estaba sintiendo.
And that's when I began to really feel when the preacher started, Brother Akintar started preaching about this, I began to feel it deep in my spirit.
Porque hay algo que amo y eso es algo maravilloso que siempre Dios ha puesto en mi corazón y son las almas perdidas.
Because this is something that really struck a chord in my heart, because there is something that is special and near and dear to my heart, and that is souls, lost souls that need salvation.
Me interesa mucho los de afuera, porque ya no se trata de mí, se trata de otras personas.
Because this no longer has to do with me or my family. This now has to do with other people, with souls out in the world that are not part of my family, but they need salvation.
La salvación de cada uno de mis hijos.
Including the souls of my kids.
Sé que Dios está trabajando con cada uno de los jóvenes.
And that I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and working with all of our young people.
Porque este tiempo no es un tiempo fácil, están en la adolescencia.
This is not an easy time. This is a complicated time for them in their lives, because this is during their adolescent years, and the young people sometimes go through difficulties.
Pero como padres no tenemos que darnos por vencidos.
But as parents, we got to be careful. We can't just throw in the towel, like the preacher said recently. We got to continue to lead our young people in the right way.
Porque nosotros les damos el ejemplo de evangelizar a otras personas.
We're going to give the example to our young people of how to evangelize to the lost world.
Y eso es algo bien especial, porque eso les marca la vida a cada uno de nuestros hijos.
And that is so important, because that's going to leave a lasting impression upon our children and our young people that we're going to leave on them. That's good. Muy bien.
Porque ahora que hemos estado los sábados, he podido ver la atmósfera.
And now that I've been out there on Saturdays on the street corner, I can see the environment, I can see our surrounding, what's taking place.
La atmósfera de que los niños están con todo su corazón trabajando en esa área.
Amen. She's saying now that she's seen how our kids, our young people, they're not just out there because they have to be. It's in their hearts. It's in their spirits. They want to be out on their street corner evangelizing and testifying of the Lord.
Y yo siento que es todo, estamos todos en esa misma página.
And I feel like we're all out there together in unity on the same page.
Y eso es bien importante, bien importante.
And that is so very important. Amen.
Porque unidos, dice su palabra, jamás seremos vencidos.
Because if we are united, we are not going to be overcome by the enemy as long as we are united.
Y amo esa área del caminar en Dios. Amo el evangelizar las almas.
And I just love this path of evangelism. Evangelizing to the lost souls is something that I hold dear to my heart.
Es muy bonito decirle a las almas, Dios te ama, te invito a la iglesia.
Una vez, hermana, una vez más.
Que es muy bonito decirle a las personas que Dios les ama y invitarlos a la iglesia.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to invite souls to come to church and to be a part of our church.
Es la satisfacción más grande que he experimentado en Dios.
And this is the greatest satisfaction that I have experienced in God.
Porque es algo maravilloso que uno tiene que ser muy paciente tener mucho amor, porque las almas también nosotros las invitamos.
And it's something that we have to have a love in our hearts to do, because these are souls that we're inviting.
Las invitamos y a veces nos dicen voy a llegar, a veces no vienen, pero nosotros no debemos de perder la fe, debemos de seguir sembrando.
Muy bueno, hermana. That's a very good point you just made. You know, a lot of times we'll invite people. We will invite people and they won't show up. They won't come. But just because they don't come the first or second time, that doesn't mean that we should be disillusioned or dismayed. It should fire us up to continue to invite.
Y cuando una alma se pega a nosotros, no nomás es evangelizar, hay que darle seguimiento, porque a veces los llevamos a la iglesia, pero ya no los volvemos a ver.
And so we got to be careful, because if we don't have the right spirit and the right attitude, and they come, if we don't respond to them properly, they may not return. The first impression is such an important impression. Un punto muy bueno que usted dice ahorita, hermana. Es tan importante dar la impresión propia la primera vez que vienen. We've got to make sure we connect with them the first time they come. Gracias por eso, hermana. Sí, siga.
Y hacerles saber a ellos que Dios nos... Hacerles saber que Dios les ama y que también Dios tiene su tiempo para convertir a cada persona y también esperar que ellos quieran.
We know that God loves these souls and that God is going to do his part to convert these souls. We just got to get him in.
Pero nosotros seguir trabajando con mucho amor, porque también dice la palabra de Dios que debemos también de discernir los espíritus.
And this is a good point. She said that we got to do our part, but in addition, we got to know how to discern the spirits that are also coming in. This is true.
Porque a veces hay personas que vienen a la iglesia, unos porque cada persona tiene su historia.
Everyone that's going to come in, we got to be mindful that every person is going to have their story, their history. There's something attached to them.
A veces nos vamos a dar cuenta que hay uno nomás quieren que usted los ayude, que quieren los beneficios tal vez de la iglesia, pero no quieren nada con Dios. Y debemos de saber cómo tratar con estas personas.
Yes, she's making a good point here, where a lot of times, you know, we'll get, like Pastor said, the riffraff, you know, we'll have to separate the goats from the sheep. Sometimes as they come in, there's going to be some that just want to come for the benefits. They're not sincere, they're not genuine, and we're going to have a mix of people that come in, and we got to be able to be sensitive, to be able to discern who's who and what is right and what is not.
Porque no es fácil trabajar con las almas, no es nada fácil, pero Dios es el que guía nuestra vida.
And sometimes it is not an easy thing to deal with new people and new souls that are coming in, but we know that we rely on God. God's going to be the one to help us in all of this.
Y en mi experiencia he aprendido con tantas personas, porque he aprendido a conocer diferentes personas y eso a mí me ha ayudado muchísimo.
I've learned this through experience. I've met many, many people and I've learned through experience that this is how it is with people. It's a very good point.
Así es que lo que yo estoy mirando ahorita es que Dios va a hacer grandes cosas en cada uno de nosotros, porque a todos, estamos motivados para trabajar en alcanzar las almas.
This is good. She's saying how that all of us are going to have a part in this. All of us have a part in this. And each and every one of us are going to have our hands in this evangelism.
Y estas semanas que hemos estado en el evangelismo ahí en la calle, le agradezco a mi pastor porque él mencionó algo que yo lo noté y dije, espero que alguien más lo note. Y mi pastor...
Mm-hmm. I noticed something in this last time that we were out there on the street corner. I'm very thankful to my pastor because he noticed something and I also noticed something. Diga, hermana.
Que yo no quería que los niños, yo sentía en mi corazón que los niños no se estuvieran pasando a dar aguas en la calle, porque eso se veía muy como un desorden para nosotros.
Gracias por eso, hermana. Sister Regina is making a very good point how that, you know, with all the spirituality and the zeal and excitement and evangelism, it's all great, but she did notice how that at sometimes with all the excitement, some of our kids, our young people would kind of go out into the street when the lights were red and they'd go out there to talk to the people in the cars, but it was something that didn't look right because we need to be very careful. Mm-hmm.
Entonces, me gustó mucho porque de eso se trata, de que la gente vea que somos la diferencia, que queremos que ellos conozcan de Dios, pero también hacerles saber a los niños que pues todo se hace como en orden, ¿verdad?
So yeah, we want to do the right thing. We want to be out there doing the will of God, but at the same time, we want to be balanced and make sure that we're doing things safely and properly as well.
Así es que eso era algo que me gustó porque la gente también respondió mucho. Hemos visto el respaldo de Dios en este paso tan grande que hemos dado y lo seguiremos viendo.
We have seen God's hand and God's support on us in what we're doing in this endeavor, and he's going to continue to lead us and to support us in this great effort.
Que Dios lo siga usando, hermano Víctor, porque hay muchas almas que hablan. En Ontario hay muchas personas que hablan el español. Muchísimas.
Correcto, la verdad. Sister Vecinos just said, well, God's going to continue to use us, and we need to be sensitive because there are many souls in our city. There are many souls in Ontario that speak Spanish. And we want to make sure we can connect with everyone, whether it's English or Spanish.
Creo que ya me pasé, hermano.
No, está bien, hermana. Quiero decirle las gracias, hermana Recinos, porque podemos sentir en su voz su sinceridad. Tiene un deseo genuino sobre usted. I'm telling Sister Recinos that she said, oh, she feels like she went over the line. No, as far as the time. No, she's fine. But I want to tell her that I'm thankful for her sincerity and her genuine desire and burden. Yo quiero decir, hermana, está bien si yo puedo decir un poco, a lo mejor usted no quiso decirle por una razón, pero les puedo decir al grupo lo que el hermano Alcántara dijo de usted, algo que le dijo de usted, de la gente que la estaba mirando para anotando cómo usted era y para entrar a la iglesia. ¿Usted recuerda lo que dijo?
Amén. Está okay. Bien, hermano.
I want to say something that happened a couple of weeks ago, but Alcantar mentioned to me about Sister Recinos that, you know, he was praying for different people a couple of weeks ago. Él estaba orando por mucha gente hace unas dos semanas en la iglesia, miércoles, on a Wednesday night service. Y él me dijo, el hermano Víctor, esa mujer, hermano Recinos, he told me, Brother Victor, that woman, Sister Recinos, I noticed something, I felt something about her, and I feel that she has something on her regarding evangelism. Él notó que él tenía algo especial sobre ella referente al evangelismo, and how that he felt that there are people in her surrounding, where she lives, in her neighborhood. Él sintió que había mucha gente a su alrededor, en su vecindad donde ella vive, que la notan. Ellos la están viendo. They're noticing her, and they're keeping an eye on her, as it were. They're noticing her, something about her. Como que si ellos notan algo especial en ella. They can see something special in her. And we know that's the Holy Ghost. Y sabemos que es el Espíritu Santo, pero también entendemos que es que el Señor tiene algo especial en ella para poder alcanzar a las almas perdidas. And we also know that it's something special that God has on her, in her, so that she can reach out and touch these lost souls. And we felt it as he told me that. I said, yep, I identified with it as he told me that. Y cuando el hermano Alcantar me dijo esto, yo pude identificar con esto lo que el hermano estaba diciendo. Y hermanos, no solamente hermana Recinos, and it's not just Sister Recinos, but it's everyone. The Lord has this for everyone, for whosoever will. No nomás es para hermana Recinos, pero es para todos, como hermana Recinos dijo. Es para todos que desean esto. It's for everyone who has this desire. And she said something else here on her finishing note. Ella dijo algo más también cuando estaba terminando, que hay muchas almas aquí en Ontario. There's many souls in the city. As I was praying just last night, cuando estaba orando yo anoche, I began to say, Lord, you have many souls in this city. You have much people in this city. Estaba orando ya anoche y yo dije, Señor, usted tiene muchas almas en esta ciudad. Usted tiene muchas almas en esta ciudad, Señor. Y usted está llamando a la Yarabashata. Ya estoy sintiendo el movimiento. I'm already feeling the anointing. Just saying this, I felt it so strongly last night. The Lord has many souls in this city, and he wants to use you, our church, to reach those lost souls. El Señor tiene muchas almas en esta ciudad, y el Señor quiere usar a ustedes. Ustedes son sus manos, sus pies, su voz y su boca. You are his hands, the Lord's hands. You are the Lord's feet, his mouth, and his voice that the Lord is going to continue to use to reach the many souls in this city. Boy, I'm feeling the anointing. Ya estoy sintiendo el ungimiento. Why don't we just, and finishing up, why don't we just ask the Lord to continue to anoint and to use us? ¿Por qué no? En orar ahorita ya vamos a terminar, pero hermanos, ¿por qué no oramos ahorita para pedir que el Señor siga ungiendo a nosotros para alcanzar a sus almas perdidas en esta ciudad? Hay que orar ahorita. Let's go ahead and pray together. Señor Jesús, gracias por su bendición. Gracias por su ungimiento, Señor. Y gracias por esta palabra que usted nos ha dado por medio de nuestra hermana Recinos. Thank you for this word that you've given through Sister Recinos tonight. Lord, we're asking you to continue to bless and anoint your people so that we can be your hands and your feet, your voice, your yarabashata, your mouthpiece, para que podamos ser su boca, su voz, sus pies, sus manos, pues, Señor, para poder alcanzar a las almas perdidas en nuestra ciudad y en las ciudades a nuestros alrededor, Señor Jesús, so that we can reach all of the souls that you have. Hallelujah, in this city and all the surrounding cities. Why don't we go ahead and just pray together, everybody? Why don't we just ask the Lord to go ahead, open up the line. Why don't we hear everybody pray right now? ¿Por qué no oímos a todos orando? Go ahead and lift up our voices in prayer. We can hear each other's voices. Why don't we just pray right now, Lord God? We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us this anointing, for giving us this desire and this burden. Gracias por darnos este deseo, este ungimiento, Señor Jesús, y la voz para poder orar todos juntos, Señor. Gracias, Señor, por este deseo. Gracias por esta hambre. Gracias por darnos, Señor, esta carga. Thank you for giving us this desire, this burden, this anointing for Jesus, people to pray that with a burden, with a desire, with an anointing, Lord Jesus, your souls, because this is your people. These are your souls, Lord God. Gracias por esta. Gracias por esta. Gracias. En el nombre de Jesús. Thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Everybody, we thank everyone that's been on this call. Gracias por todos que han estado en esta llamada con hermanos Recinos. Let's continue to be praying and mindful. We are planning to meet this Saturday, once again, at 11 a.m., there on the corner of 4th and Grove. Estamos teniendo el plan, tenemos el plan de juntarnos una vez más en la esquina de 4 y Grove este sábado a las 11 de la mañana. Vamos a estar mandando un mensaje de texto viernes y sábado para asegurar esa fecha. We'll be sending out a text message on Friday evening or Saturday morning to confirm that meeting on Saturday morning. May God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Que el Señor bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén.